or about 20 years after the war ended, that the Vietnamese government released an official statement to state how many Vietnamese had died in the Vietnam War. The official estimates were 2 million. Now, there are many who say that they feel like maybe that number is even small, you know, comparably, because so many, many bombs were dropped on Vietnam during the Vietnam War. Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Vietnam, and in particular, we're going to talk a bit about the Vietnam War. Now, I know being American, and for many of you that might be American there, the Vietnam War may be a bit of a sore spot. It might be something that you don't feel quite comfortable about, or maybe you had friends or family who died in the war, who suffered during the war. And certainly today, there are still many people who are suffering due to injuries they sustained in the war. I know that because I have friends in the United States who were in the war, who today are suffering tremendous health problems because of injuries they sustained during the war. This is also true on the Vietnam side. War, no matter what type of war, is ugly. But the question that I want to answer today specifically and talk about is, how many Vietnamese died in the Vietnam War? You know, as Americans, we many times, we don't think about the other side. We think about how many Americans lost their life. And though every single life that's lost in a war is important. So I do not degrade or do not think any one life that's lost is more important than another. But I do think it is interesting for us to understand how many people lost their life in the Vietnam War. It was not actually until 1995, or about 20 years after the war ended, that the Vietnamese government released an official statement to state how many Vietnamese had died in the Vietnam War. The official estimates were 2 million. Now, there are many who say that they feel like maybe that number is even small, you know, comparably, because so many, many bombs were dropped on Vietnam during the Vietnam War. But the official estimate is 2 million. So we know at least 2 million people died, maybe more. They said that 1,100,000 Vietnamese soldiers died. Those would be the North Vietnamese soldiers that were fighting for the North. So it was 1,100,000 of them died. The Americans said that 200 to 250,000 South Vietnamese fighters died fighting for the American side during the Vietnam War. Now, if you begin to add all of those numbers up, and let's say that, you know, they're even like, you know, conservative numbers, okay, let's just add them all up. That means that about 3,350,000 Vietnamese that were fighting on both sides of the war died during the Vietnam War, or what we call the Vietnam conflict. You know, this is actually a staggering amount of people, considering that this does not include civilians in other countries as Laos, Cambodia, other fighting that went on there, and it may not even be all the full numbers. You know, many of the civilian deaths, of course, came due to bombs being dropped, or they got caught in the fighting. So it was because it was estimated that between 1965 and 1975, the U.S. and the Allies for the United States dropped over 6,100,000 tons of bombs. So that means for like every ton of bomb dropped, it basically, you know, like if 2 million, they say 2 million civilians died, then they would have dropped 3 tons of bombs for one civilian. So that's why a lot of people sort of feel like maybe the 2 million number is actually low. They really feel like maybe it's lower than what the Vietnamese are actually saying. But the truth is, it's really hard to know. So we can only really go by the official numbers. We do know that in the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., there's about 58,300 names of the servicemen, of the U.S. servicemen who died. and that there's still some bones that are being found today of soldiers who died during the war. South Korea lost about 4,000 soldiers. Thailand lost 400 soldiers. Australia lost 500 soldiers, and New Zealand lost 36 soldiers. So if you add together all the soldiers, you know, for all the Allied forces, it would be about 65,236 that have been estimated that died due to the Vietnam War or to the Vietnam conflict. You know, and this also doesn't, you know, count the countless others whose lives were forever changed, whose lives were destroyed, who maybe, you know, died when they got home to their own countries, got home to the United States, those who suffered from substance abuse and other problems due to the things they saw and the things they heard during the war. So it really doesn't account for those who are actually in many ways still also a victim of this war. You know, there's little doubt that the Vietnamese, though, war came with a huge amount of human life that was lost for the Vietnamese in this conflict. It was in 1946 when Ho Chi Minh was fighting the French, and he said to the French, he said, "You can kill 10 of my men for every one I kill of yours, but even at those odds, you will lose and I will win." So even during that time, Ho Chi Minh in 1946 said, "Look, I know that any battle is going to be of a huge human cost to us." And at the time, he estimated 10 to 1. He said, "But we, in the end, are still going to win because we want to win this war." You know, I think that that's really an interesting point. And, you know, those that now look back on the Vietnam War, if you understand more about the history of Vietnam, for example, Vietnam had spent 1,000 years under Chinese rule, about 100 years under the French, and really the Vietnamese and Ho Chi Minh and the others that worked with him really just wanted to have freedom for the Vietnamese and the Vietnamese people, and wanted to have a unified Vietnam between the North and South. So when we add up all these numbers and we look at all these numbers and we kind of look at everything together, for every one Vietnamese that died, for every Allied death, there was over 51 Vietnamese died for every Allied death. So in other words, it wasn't a 10 to 1, as Ho Chi Minh said, it was actually a 51 to 1. And if honestly, if the numbers are much higher than what the official numbers are, it could be as high as 100 to 1. We don't know, but we just know that it was a huge amount. So for every Allied soldier who died during the Vietnam War, we can very safely today say that 51 Vietnamese would have died for that one soldier's death. That, of course, is a staggering number and something to think about when we think about the Vietnam War. I realize that this is and can be a sensitive subject for many Americans out there. And as I said at the very beginning, I do not at all discount any life that's lost, whether it's Vietnamese or whether it is an American life that's lost. Any life that's lost in a war, and especially a war that was so tragic and as many people have felt so unnecessary in many ways as the Vietnam War, it is a tragedy. It's an example to show that really the cost of war, the human cost of war, and especially the human cost of war upon what could be more or less innocent civilians who are just out trying to live their life and just trying to be a citizen of their own country. This is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you become part of our community. You know, part of the Dusty Roads Podcast and our blog, A Bus on a Dusty Road, is all about living life as a global citizen. And as part of living life as a global citizen is all about maybe sometimes looking at the other side of the war and looking at aspects and things which might be difficult for us to understand and difficult for us to know and even difficult for us to comprehend. We appreciate you listening, and we'd like to thank our team who else puts this together, specifically Rico, for helping to make this possible. Thank you so much for listening.